the Imam and the Holy Prophet's tradition. The Imam had ended his teaching session and stood up to leave the school when a friend of his entered and greeted the Imam. The Imam, out of respect for him, seated himself and said, "Did you enter although you knew I had intended to leave?" "Yes, I swear by God, I knew." The Imam asked, "What are you up to?" His friend said, "I wanted to test you. Now I come to know that you have really been educated by the Apostle of God, for showing respect for the newcomers has been his way of life." Poverty and respect. A man came to Imam Hassan and declared himself to be poor and needy, reciting two lines of poetry to the following effect: "I am penniless, and just by looking at my face you can see the extent of my poverty. Honor and reputation is all I have, for which I could not find a better customer than you." The Imam ordered a male slave to bring in the treasurer. A few minutes later, the male slave returns, accompanied by the treasurer. The Imam asks, "How much money is there in the treasury?" The treasurer replies, 12,000 drachmas. "Give it all to this poverty-stricken man. I am ashamed of him," the Imam says. "But my lord, nothing will remain," the treasurer says. "Do not worry," the Imam says. "God himself will help us." The treasurer goes out to bring in the money, and the Imam, in response to the man, recites two lines of poetry to the following effect: "Accept this amount of silver and assume that you have not sold your honor and reputation, and that we have not been a customer thereof." The debate between the Hashemites and the Umayyads. "My relatives are more generous and noble than yours," says a Hashemite. But the Umayyad says, "My folks are more generous than yours." "Let's put the matter to test," the Hashemite says. "How?" "You go to 10 members of your tribe and ask for money. I'll do the same, and we'll meet at this very same place." The two part. The Umayyad referred to the headmen of his tribe and told them that he had debated with the Hashemite and that he had claimed the Umayyad to be more generous than the Hashemites. Those 10 Umayyad headmen gave him a total amount of 100,000 drachmas. The Hashemite went to the Imam Hassan first, and the Imam, peace be upon him, gave the Hashemite 150,000 drachmas. Then he went to Imam Hussein, who asked the Hashemite, "Have you already referred to anybody else?" "Yes," the Hashemite replied. "I first notified your brother Imam Hassan about the issue." "How much have you received?" 150,000 drachmas," the Hashemite replied. "I can give you more, but I don't want to take precedence over my brother." Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, gave the Hashemite 150,000 drachmas, and the parties to the debate met on the same day. "How much did you raise?" the Hashemite asked. 100,000 drachmas, but I raised 300,000 drachmas. 300,000 drachmas? Curse on me. The Umayyad, angry and disappointed, went back to the headmen of his tribe to return the money, which they most willingly accepted. However, when the Hashemite referred to the two imams, they refused to receive their own money, saying, "We do not take back what we have given for the sake of Allah." A pledge among the noble ones. The narrow streets of Medina spread the fragrance of the steps of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him. The Imam walked in those narrow streets, accompanied by a number of his companions. A simple Arab couple were approaching them from the opposite direction. The Imam said to his companions, "Wait a minute." The Imam and his companions stop. The Arab couple get closer. With a happy smile on his face, the Imam approaches them and says, "The noble and the generous consider their wars a debt to be paid." "Do you know me?" the Imam asks. "No, we don't." "Why should we know you?" the man asks. The Imam says, "But I know you. Aren't you the same nomadic woman who once offered my brother, my brother-in-law, and I myself to food and water? Isn't that right?" The woman advances another step, looks at the Imam's face more intensely, and suddenly she rejoices in recognizing the Imam, saying, "Yes, now I recognize you. You were stuck in the desert and sought refuge in our tent." The Imam said, "And you brought us milk and cooked a lamb, your only asset for us." Failing to see the sheep on my return, the man said, "I got very angry. However, after having been informed of what had happened, I relaxed." The Imam said, "You woman, do you remember that I said upon saying goodbye, I was looking forward to seeing you in Medina one day?" "Yes," the benevolent man. "Poverty forced us to come to the city in the hope of finding something to live upon," the man says. Imam, peace be upon him, turns to his male slave, saying, "From the alms available, purchase 1,000 sheep and give them all to this couple, plus 1,000 dinars." Then, turning to the couple, the Imam says, "Follow the male slave to be given what I just ordered." The woman says, "Oh, you generous, 1,000 dinars plus 1,000 sheep in exchange for one sheep and a bowl of milk is too much." The man says, "Only generous people do such things." The couple said farewell to the Imam. They accompanied the slave to start a new prosperous life with the gifts bestowed upon them by the Imam. Imam Hassan and the Young Slave. The Imam is walking alongside a path, at one side of which there is the wall of a palm grove. He encounters a young man with a dark complexion seated against the wall. Near him is spread a tablecloth. A dog is sitting in front of the young man. After eating each morsel of food, the young man feeds the dog one morsel too. The Imam contemplates the scene, approaches the young man, saying, "Salutations to you." The young man, upon seeing the Imam, stands up and says, "Peace be upon the leader, the Imam of the Muslims." The Imam says, "What were you doing, son? You surprise me. This dog was hungry, and I spread my tablecloth. It came by and sat in front of me. If I ate myself and left the dog hungry, I would be ashamed before God. The Imam puts his hands on the youth's shoulder, saying, Sit down, please. The youth sits near the tablecloth, and the Imam too sits beside him, throws a morsel of food before the dog, and says, What do you do as a job? How do you earn your living? The young man replies, The garden against whose wall I'm leaning belongs to my patron. I work on this palm grove during daytime, and I render my services in my lord's house the rest of the time. The Imam says, Oh, stand up, and go to your lord. To my lord, did I do anything wrong? The Imam says, You're too great to be a slave. I will buy you from your master. The young man is very happy and says, You will buy me to be your slave? What an honor! The Imam replies, No, young man. I will buy you and set you free. The youth says, Then what will become of my job? The Imam replies, I will give you a palm grove to own and work on. Let's go to your master now.